Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's Casey Conrad on the floor today, filling in for Peter and Mary, and welcome to our first Monday in April. And wow, what a Beamer weekend we had. That Beamer Saturday had to have been the best Beamer Saturday that I think we have ever had. It was knock it out of the park. I hope you all got an opportunity to actually attend that event, and I'm confident that the replay will be coming out in the near future. So where do we want to go with our conversation today? Well, I personally think that in preparation for the Beamer Go, because we are really, I mean, you want to talk about collective prayer. We are all hoping and praying that we get some news soon, that the FDA gives the thumbs up to all the ancillary support materials and allows us to start airdropping shipments over from Liechtenstein with this exciting new Go package that we talked about last Monday. But I think what I'd like to talk about today is one of my favorite topics, and that is, of course, selling. And, you know, I watched the feed last Thursday night when we had that special training with Dr. Burka. And, you know, there was some concern by a number of people that made the post. And I've heard this, you know, through the Beamer grapevine from some of the people in my own region. And they're like, you know, Casey, I don't know, how am I going to sell the Beamer without the B-body? And, you know, my whole story had been that our B-body was, you know, was the game changer. And so, first of all, let's start with the basics. The Beamer, what makes the Beamer special today, as it was the case 2 months ago, 5 years ago, is the signal. The signal and the delivery configuration are the game changers for Beamer as it relates to microcirculation, right? We knew this. The signal, remember when the signal came out, you know, that patent, I can't remember when that one changed over, and then it went to the configuration, then went to the plus signal, right? So all of these things, these three components that make up this super special Beamer are still there. They haven't gone anywhere. Now, I personally, you know, never discussed the B-body being the end-all and the be-all, so that certainly isn't a change for me. And when you think about it, right, when you think about it, really, all of the pieces are applicators. They are. They all attach to the B-box. One's a big applicator called the B-body, and then you've got the B-pad and the B-spot. Now, for those of you who may not have traveled with your Beamer in the past, you know, isn't it amazing that Beamer had the feature in the box that allows us to put the B-pad on low and give it that same micro Tesla as the B-body? And yes, right now we don't have the sleep mode. I get it, you know, but that's all going to change. I have the utmost confidence that Dr. Burka is going to get that B-body cleared as a class 2 as soon as he possibly can. So knowing that what makes Beamer Beamer, right? What when we send people to PubMed, right? It's not the B-body per se that they're looking at. They're looking, the scientists look at the signal, okay, and the delivery configuration. That's what makes Beamer so special. So knowing that, let's talk about the different scenarios that you are going to have to go out and deal with the Go, okay? You've got two scenarios. First is you've got a brand-new prospect. The second is that you have an existing prospect who you have worked with prior to the Go product. So let's take the easy one off the table, okay? It's a new prospect. Now, I want you to play with me here for a minute, okay? So you're listening in, and as long as you're not driving or doing something that requires your eyeballs to be open, I want you to close your eyes for a minute, and I want you to roll back the time, and I want you to imagine that it is a time prior to being introduced to the Beamer, okay? You know nothing about Beamer. And somebody calls you up, maybe it's the person that had already done it, right? But somebody calls you up and tells you about this amazing new device, and they start talking to you about the importance of blood flow. And they tell you all about how aging, and as we age and our process of microcirculation declines, and, you know, if we have other lifestyle factors like stress or, you know, other metabolic issues, that that further declines our microcirculation, right? And then they tell you about the Beamer and this extraordinary signal and how it helps to stimulate the microcirculation. And then they come over and they take this B pad and they have you lay down with the B pad underneath you. And then they say, do you have a problem area? Yeah, I do. They say, yeah, my knee's got a problem. Great. After you've had this amazing 8-minute relaxation session, we're going to do another 8 minutes on specifically on your knee. Guess what? You wouldn't have known the difference, okay? So with new prospects, you have to remember, folks, they do not know that there was a B-body. Now, I'm not saying that you might not, this might not come up for them, right? They might go off and do their research and say, you know, I'm finding all this stuff on the internet with all these pictures, even though they're not Beamer stuff. I mean, you can't take everything down off the internet. You know, what about this bigger piece? Ah, yes, that's the B-body. That's the largest applicator, and right now, because we have moved to class 2, which puts us in a category of our own, we are waiting for that to come back in stock, and as soon as we get that cleared and then get it in stock, you'll be able to get a B-body for yourself, and it will be a larger therapeutic window. How cool is that? And you know what? When that happens, you know, there's going to be other things that you can do with your Beamer. The point is that with new prospects, really, the story is the same. I don't know if you guys noticed this when you watched Dr. Burka's presentation on this. The only thing that really has changed in that presentation is, number one, when he talks about microcirculation and arterioles and venules, he added a certain animation to that slide, so that you see these little tiny muscle fibers circling the arterioles and venules, right? So that's first and foremost in that talk about smooth muscle versus skeletal muscle. The only slide that really was added was the slide that comes after the body systems, and is a secondary slide that removes all of the other body systems except the circulatory system and the musculoskeletal system. And those ended up being on left and right with a connector in the middle of them talking about how muscle is what stimulates vasomotion. And then you go into the conversation about vasomotion. So that's the only thing that has changed. The rest of your Beamer story is the same, okay? Now, let's go to the second scenario. You have existing prospects, all right? And this is where some people feel like, oh, gosh, I got to call this person back, and I have this really good news about the price, but then I also have this other news about no B body right now. Okay, so, yes, we are going to have to learn the language that is appropriate to discussing this, okay? And the language is that the B-pad has a bigger or greater therapeutic window than what we originally thought. And I loved how Dr. Burka talked about it the other day. He said, the Beamer signal is deployed into the body. And just as music, whether it's coming from a small speaker or a large speaker, music is going to have an effect on your entire body. And that is the same for the Beamer. Yes, the B-pad is a smaller therapeutic window. It is going to give you similar results to the B-body, right? But if I've got somebody that's got, say, some issues going on in their lower extremities, I'm probably going to take that B-pad and run it down between their legs to give them their 8 minutes, the area where they're having the biggest issue. I'm probably going to do that. Maybe I'll also do and suggest that they do their spine in the evening. Or, you know, we'll figure out some of these different approaches for, you know, people that are dealing with different situations. But you have to remember that Dr. Burka has told us unequivocally, no matter where you place that B pad, that signal is deployed throughout the entire body. It resonates through the entire body. Yes, with a larger applicator, a bigger speaker, the noise is a little louder. But the information, and that's what he said, the information, the delivery of that song is the same. So that's how we have to learn how to approach this from a terminology perspective and an explanation perspective, right? And, of course, the caveat, the asterisk, we are working diligently to get the B-body back into the package. But in the meantime, we have this extraordinary deal. And that is that you're going to get the Beamer Go, which includes the B-box, the B-pad, the B-spot, the power cord, right? All those, along with a battery and a backpack for $39.90. And you do the math, folks. A Beamer Pro, B-Body Pro, used to be, I think, $740, $750. And a B-Lite was like $570, something like that. I think the total, if I remember, we did this last night, but I don't have my notes in front of me. I think it was like $1,309 in total, right? So, and then if you go ahead and you add the battery, which is like $209, and you add a backpack, and just say it's $100, because this is going to be a nice backpack, right? It's probably going to retail for more than that, but let's just say it's $100. And you add all that back in, you're still saving $1,000. And for those of you that want to know the exact dollar, it's $991. But I like $1,000. I think that sounds better. And I think I'm also undercutting the cost of the backpack, but neither here nor there, okay? So now if you add a B-body into that, right, you are still getting way below what this person would have paid, especially if they come in as a distributor, right, and they're going to get it at 17% off. So from a financial perspective, going back to people that had already been exposed to the full Beamer Pro set, not the Go, then you're basically saying to them, hey, look, you know what? The company, because we are going through this hiccup with the clearance on the B-Body, they are giving us this amazing opportunity to go back to people and give you an extraordinary deal, okay? And the reality is guess what? Especially right now, more than ever, people are concerned about saving money and people are concerned about their health. And so I think these conversations are really, the timing of it couldn't be better. And if you've had someone who's sitting on the fence with this, and they go, wow, $39.90, and oh, by the way, if you're talking about it in the way that George presented it the other day, hey, you know what? Use some trust. You can get it as low as $99 a month, and hey, by the way, what a fantastic business opportunity. But I don't even want to go down that road right now. I want to just stick to this language about how you're going to approach people. So what am I telling my team to do? Okay, I think the first and most important thing you need to do is get yourself organized, okay? And what do I mean by that? I want you to go back through your prospect list, everybody that you have talked to about Beamer, and I want you to organize it. Specifically, you need to be really, really detailed about this, okay? So starting from, say, the people that had the most exposure down to the least exposure. So if you'd invited someone to hear about the Beamer in the past and, you know, maybe you sent them a video, but you never really had a decent conversation with them, they never had a demo, they probably won't even remember what the components of the Beamer are, right? So I want you to be really detailed about putting your prospects into buckets so that, you know, hey, look, this person came over, they actually bought a session of packages, they clearly were exposed to every component. Okay, that's one bucket they're going to put people in. Okay, the next bucket is, okay, I gave these guys a presentation, they attended an online event, but they never got on the Beamer, price was an issue for them. Okay, and then the third one, okay, I sent these people, I decide, or something else, and they never really even had a conversation with me, so I know they're pretty early in the process. And from those buckets, you can then create the specific strategy. Personally, I'd go back to people that were closest to a buying decision, but money was an issue, and I would go after that first. I call that the low-hanging fruit. And then I would go from there. And you know, the reality is that until you actually get out there and start talking to people and stumbling and bumbling a little bit, you're not going to identify what are going to be your biggest challenges or roadblocks. And once that's identified, then you come back, you reorganize, you look at your scripts, right? I always put bullet points out. Even talking to you today, getting ready for this talk, I put about 8 bullet points down on a sheet of paper. I'm glancing down at it as I go along. I want to make sure that I've got my, you know, my organization and my train of thought in the right direction. So anytime I get kind of, you know, oh, gosh, that was a tough question, I go back and I kind of reevaluate. Okay, what did I say? You know, was that effective or did they come back with another question? And now how can I create a dialogue in my own mind so that next time when I present this, I'm actually doing a better job of pre-handling the objection? Because the minute you say to the person, hey, we got $39.90, it's amazing, the Beamer Go, it includes this, this, and this, it doesn't have the B-Body, but it'll come back later, if you don't pre-handle that question, you know, all right, so I would say, now I know what you're asking. You know, you came here to my house, and you got on the Beamer, you bought a 10-pack, and you know, you were using the B-Body. And so your first question is, well, what the heck's going on with the B-Body? How can you sell it without that? And then you go into what we talked about earlier. Here's what we know. Number one, we are moving and have applied and are working diligently at getting our beloved largest applicator back into our kit. But in the meantime, we still have the B-Pad, which can be used in a similar fashion as what I call a mini B-Body. blah, 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 blah. So, but if you do the math, Mr. Jones, here's what you'll find out. Even after you've purchased the B body, let's say they don't even become a distributor. Let's say they're going to pay full price for a Beamer Pro B body at 700. Let's just round up to 750. You take 39.90 and you add 750. You know, basically you're getting to, you know, what's that? 40 rounded up, $4,800 bucks. A lot less than 59.90. Okay, no light. You know, most people wouldn't even know that the light wasn't in there, quite frankly, in my opinion. I go to people's house all the time and find out that that plastic cover is still on their B-light, the lens. So, but anyway, that's another conversation for another day. So I hope that this is helpful for you. First and foremost, and just relax. The story is the same. The opportunity is going back and reaching out, having a reason, a valid reason. So you don't feel like the pain in the butt salesperson some of you feel because you didn't set up the next exposure, but that's another story for another day. But having a valid reason to go back to all of those prospects, reengage them, and have another bite at the apple to bring a Beamer into their life and fulfill Peter Glime's mission. So with that, I'm going to open up the lines for questions, comments, and let's go to 214. 214-240, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Dr. Mike Longacre in Dallas, Texas. And
hi.
Hey. Great to have you. Thanks for having me on here. And yeah, I just want to reiterate what was talked about. I mean, what she talked about today. You know, the patents, the product is not the applicators. The patents or the product is the signal. And so that's what we've got to get used to. You know, as we move forward, whether or not the B body comes back or not, it probably will. But we just got to remember that the product from Beamer from 20 years ago is the signal, and it's not the B body. It's not the B pad or the B spot. And so, you know, kudos to you guys for making that point. And I know it's not Testimonial Tuesday, but just a really quick story if I can.
Sure.
using the... The B pad down the spine, using it twice a day, you know, the basic plan. And actually what I'm doing, what I've experienced that way, and I will, in the morning, I will put the plus signal on and go into my settings and turn on the high-low to the high in the morning. And then in the evening, as I lay on the B pad down the spine, I'll turn it on the low setting and then turn the plus signal off. And, you know, I wanted to test this for myself, for my personal experience, to see how it would, you know, manifest or how my body would respond versus using the B body. And I've been doing this for about 2.5 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I hadn't missed a beat. I mean, I'm still sleeping tremendously. You know, I'm an athlete, so I'm performing and recovering just as much as I was before. So
fantastic.
I think we're in good shape. You know, I think it's phenomenal. So
wonderful.
To like reiterate, yeah, to reiterate what Dr. Burke was saying, when you balance the autonomic nervous system, the body will take care of itself. And me being a chiropractor for 20 years, I resonate with that. And agree
awesome.
With that wholeheartedly. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Mike. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, our next caller, 602-618. 602-618, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Karen from Phoenix.
Hello.
Hello. I wanted to just... pipe in a little bit and say that I kind of love the fact that we have options now, a lower price point for people who may be in a situation, like you said, more now than ever, of finances and the ability to build onto their set as time goes. So they can add a B sit or a B body if that's what they want. So I like those options rather than them being in a situation where they have to come up with 6,000 plus pad. I think we're going in a really good direction and I'm excited. One question I had, Casey, that I didn't hear mentioned, and I just wanted, I don't know if you know the answer. With this Progo, will we get the additional cords for other countries, or are we only going to have a U.S. cord?
You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I would imagine that, you know, my knee-jerk reaction is just the U.S. cord because it's a U.S.-only product, but clueless. Absolutely clueless.
Yeah.
It's all being packed in Liechtenstein, so I will try to get the answer to that and get that back out to you guys next week. Oh, only the U.S. cord, I'm told. I'm told it's only the U.S. cord. I love our Beamer family, and I can multitask and look at the text coming in at the same time. Pretty good.
Do you think that at some point we could buy the other cord since it is a Progo in a backpack for people that may travel? Would they be able to buy the additional cord?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure that if you went on to the European website, you probably can buy any cord. But you also can go on to Amazon, and for $19.95, you can buy a worldwide adapter that also has the USB ports on the front of it, and that's what I travel with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
$19.95, Amazon. Yep. Okay,
thank you.
Awesome.
Well, I'm very excited.
Yeah, we are too. All of the RDs, we have worked really hard, and we're excited about this. So thank you so much. Okay, our next caller, I think, if I recognize the area code right, is this Mr. David Olson?
Casey Conrad, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I think what you said about, you know, it's the same song, whether delivered by a large speaker versus a small speaker, is such a great analogy. And, you know, a lot of us have been wanting Dr. Burka. Yes.
I stole it.
Sorry. Yes, Dr. Burka. We attribute that to Dr. Burka. A lot of us that have been involved for a long time, we've always wanted some more entry-level price point. And, I mean, this is such a huge moment for Beamer. As far as I know, we're the only home-based PEMF device in the world now that has Class 2 clearance in the United States with the FDA. Is that your understanding too, Casey?
It is my understanding.
And given that Class 2 in the United States is such a higher criteria than it is in Canada and Europe, we've always been the gold standard that other PEMF devices have compared themselves to. And this so distinctly differentiates us from anybody in our world in terms of our competitive advantage. And, I'm just really excited. The B-Body, we're going to get it back. And meanwhile, we just have opened up a much wider marketplace. And we have just so much more to deliver and a great value. I'm super excited. After the last, the Saturday national online event was just one of the best events, as you said, that I've ever listened to. And, with our situation in the United States, I think people are looking at home-based businesses right now more than ever. And I think we're going to see a huge increase in business in 2020 once the world settles down a little bit. So that's my input. Have a great Monday, Casey. Thanks for hosting.
Thanks, David. All right. Ciao. Okay, next caller. I don't know. 303? I don't know. This could be Mr. Gallegos. I don't know his number as well as I know David's. 303-601, you're live on Frog Talk.
Well, you're a good guesser, Casey. This is Jerry. So I just wanted to make
good
a
morning,
quick comment,
Jerry.
And you are good morning, great call day. For the lady that's going to go to Amazon so she knows what to look for, I'm looking at my adapter, which I purchased the first time I went to Liechtenstein. It's called Loop, and it also accepts USB ports and stuff. It's really, really cool, and it just makes it easy to travel. So I just wanted to give her the name of the one that I ordered on Amazon, and it is $19.95.
I get the same one, Jerry. I couldn't remember what the name of it was, so thank you so much.
Yeah, I just thought I'd add that in. Have a great day.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, thanks for calling. Well, folks, we don't have any more callers in the queue. I hope this call has been valuable for you. You can go back and listen to it. You know, pass it on to your team members. Do not make a mountain out of – oh, see that? I said no more callers in the queue, and the board lights up. Okay, 415, you're live on Blog Talk, 415-328.
Yes, just for you, Casey. Hi, this is Linda Hetzel calling. Thanks for the great call
hey.
This morning. And yeah, and I agree. Saturday, I thought that was the best Beamer Saturday ever. It was fantastic
yeah.
for all of us, and it was a great one for guests. I felt really good about people that stayed on and could hear the rest. It was just really done in a tight way, and we just really got the caring and devotion and all that the all the managers have put into all these changes, you know, behind the scenes. So that's my comment, and my question is, when you said just keep it to, it's the same signal and delivery configuration. And
yep.
just to be clear about the signal, yes, very, you know, that's the patented and all of that. In terms of the delivery, configuration, I think that's what you were going into a bunch in terms of describing it. Just in a simple way, if somebody says, well, what do you mean the delivery configuration? Is that, I mean, I know it. One of the things that Burka had said is it's just, you know, we have three coils instead of six. I know you're not mentioning it here, but what is the short way of just, what if they say, what do you mean by delivery configuration? Is that just like our different
yeah.
applicators?
No, no.
Okay.
Actually, and that's a great question, and you might not remember this from your academy, but we have five patents in the B-Box, and now technically we have four because our signal patent, which was the original patent, actually has expired. Although, if you remember, don't freak out about that, the signal, when the Beamer only had the first patent in it, the signal lasted, the effects lasted 1 hour. And then they came out with the delivery configuration patent, and I might not be saying it exactly right, but I'm pretty sure that's how we say it. And that is how the signal is delivered over a time. Okay, so we don't know what the black box secrets are, but remember, the Beamer signal is delivered with a certain level of hertz, ranging from around 8 to 30 hertz. And if you listen to the science video, he talks about down in the 8-point something ranges up to this range, it stimulates the one thing, and then on the higher range it stimulates, you know, this other thing. So that
mm-hmm.
that delivery, clearly you can sell Beamers without knowing exactly what that is, because I've sold a lot of Beamers, okay? But it basically is how over that 8 minutes is the energy and the signal delivered, and then remember that every 2 minutes when your Beamer goes click, it switches between positive and negative ionization. So that's, you know, just that's kind of like the black box secrets of how the energy is emitted from the Beamer to the body through the signal. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
And
when
then
you
the
said
plus,
that,
and
everything.
The third, let me just say this, the third patent is
yes.
the plus mode, right? So we remember, if you go back to your a long time ago, and then even in the science video, it shows you the three generations of Beamers. The first one lasted about an hour in the body, the effects. The second one was like 3 to 4 hours, and the third one was like, you know, 12 to 16 hours. So, okay, now your question.
I wanted to get a little bit clearer on this. It reverses between positive and negative. Is that also changes polarities? Is that what that means?
Basically, I guess that's what it means. Yeah, I mean positive and negative ionization.
But that's not like AC and DC, is it? It's something
no,
else.
No.
Okay.
No, that would
okay.
I don't think that could be possible, but I'm not an engineer. So
okay.
And remember, guys, this is kind of for our benefit. You know, there very few customers are going to ask you, what do you mean by the delivery configure? You know, so, and I'm not trying to minimize it because I think you as a distributor need to understand it. But just remember, folks, what we are selling, there's only one thing that we sell with Beamer, folks, and it's a four-letter word, hope. That's it. Anybody that buys a Beamer, what they're buying is hope. They're investing in that device with the hope that it does that which they want it to do, whether that's someone who's having difficulties or someone who wants to perform at a higher level and be a better athlete. It's hope. That's what you're selling.
Thank you.
Great questions. Okay, 61, let's see if we can get here. 616-813, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Casey. It's Sue from Michigan. I agree Saturday was awesome. I really enjoyed that. I have a question. Once the Go set is available, for those of us who have used rentals as an opportunity for people to, you know, experience Beamer while they're making a decision, should we hold back on doing that, or what are you suggesting for people?
Ah, yes. I knew somebody would call and ask me this question. No, Bear, go lie down. You gotta wait. You gotta wait. My dog is saying, "Oh, it's time to go walk." They're so spoiled now, aren't they? They're so spoiled, even though I've walked out of the house. But anyway, so yeah. So I think it depends on you. You know, personally, I have a Beamer center, you know, and, you know, so I've got lots of people that have paid me to come in and use the Beamer, you know, and they bought a package. And so, you know, I'm not going to all of a sudden remove my B bodies. If I was renting Beamers right now, I would go get a backpack, because right now you can't buy the backpack by itself. It'll be a couple months until we know we have enough in stock to be able to deal with that, because you can imagine that every Beamer distributor would go buy three of these, especially those of us that have many rentals, okay? I would go buy a backpack, get a good one, and I would be renting my Beamers in the Go configuration. That's how I would be doing
okay.
it. Okay? Now, if somebody comes back and says, oh, hey, you know, I heard that, you know, there's another thing that's a B-body, and I've seen all these pictures online, then you have the conversation that I had with you guys earlier today. Yeah, that is. That's the B-body applicator. And when we were classified as a Class 2 earlier this year, that one had not yet been cleared, and we didn't want to wait. It is a larger therapeutic window, but you can blah, 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 blah.
Sure. Gotcha.
I would handle it on an as-go basis. Make sense?
Sure does. Thanks, Casey.
Okay, last question here. Last question or comment. 530-557, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. This is Bridget in California. Thank you so much
for
the call.
Hey, Bridget.
And
good to hear from you.
Hi. And your presentation on Saturday, it's great. I thought I'd just share a few thoughts I've had. One is the new, well, it was the first time I saw that visual was on a Super Saturday, maybe a year ago, which is the visual of the blood of the body, especially when you look at the head. And I was just talking with a friend the other day who has a Beamer, and she somehow doesn't get quite what I wanted to know. And I said, here's what you have to remember. One thing, really, and one thing only. The specific patented Beamer signal does one thing, and it affects the pulsation of the little muscles lining the arteries and the veins that move the blood throughout our body. Now imagine.
Perfect.
Okay, so in question of the application of the larger B body versus the B pad, the signal is still coming into the body. And it doesn't mean that the signal affects only the arterioles and venules where it is applied, because the body in its intelligence decides where the blood is to flow. It wouldn't just pump it all through one spot just because the coil is at specific spot of the body. Just like the heart doesn't just pump blood, you know, in the chest. So try to understand a little bit about physiology. That signal, it's based on quantum physics, and I'm not a quantum physicist, and I don't even know how to go there. Physics was never my great subject. So it's based on quantum physics. That specific signal on a quantum level affects the cells, specific cells of the body, and the body then knows what to do with the function of the arterioles and the venules. That's it.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, I just see this as and by the way, I share this with people. Someone didn't call me and introduce me to Beamer. I found it online. I found a lecture online, and I was having a specific issue that I was researching in my own physiology. And I thought, well, let me pursue this. I had heard of PEMF 2 years prior to that from someone, and they bought this $37,000 unit.
Woo!
And of course it wasn't, and there was no research behind it. They bought it. I'll tell you, the guy is a massage therapist to make his living, and he had had two accidents in his life that had caused him to have severe hip problems, and he was looking at hip replacement surgery, but he was waiting to hit 65 so he could get Medicare coverage. And someone
so he spent $37,000. Oh my goodness!
That's right. He got a second on his house, second mortgage on his house to be able to afford to buy it. And he thought, well, this might. And the guy who told him about it, some other doctor, said, well, no, you know, it's not going to heal your hip. You obviously you need that surgery because you can't fix what you've broken, but it might help manage the pain until you can afford your surgery. That was the impetus,
yeah.
And then you could use it in your practice. On your clients.
Yeah.
So you can
yeah.
recoup the cost over time, right? That was the idea. And of course, I was thinking $37,000 is a big lug. It was a big thing, not portable at all. But when I hit my issue, which was a hip issue, I thought, well, let me look into that PEMF thing. I knew nothing about it. So I started looking online at research. I found this great lecture, and I contacted the person who did the lecture. And when I found out that it was $6,000 versus $37,000, I thought, well, I can afford that. And then when I understood specifically what the Beamer did and that there was science behind it, and I saw it, I'm not a physicist like Dr. Klopp, but I got it. And then the aspect that NASA had entered into contract with this company,
yep.
even though NASA has developed PEMF waves, one of the main waves used out there by a lot of these manufacturers, they use a wave that was developed by NASA, but it's kind of public domain. So as I understand it, so for me, it was a piece of cake to want that Beamer. I never tried a Beamer before I bought it, because I just did a little research, saw the blood flow, understood who Dr. Klopp was. I thought $6,000 was a great price compared to what other people paying, and that it was convenient, and I could use it
yep.
just to maintain health from point of prevention. I'm all about prevention, right? So everybody
right.
should be about prevention right now more than ever, number one. Time to wake up, everybody. And the price point is great, and it's portable, and I never liked having to get people on the B-body, including the B-body configuration, because I didn't like lugging it around. And, you know, I don't know if someone's going to feel anything anyway. So, and I
yeah.
found that with some people who had tried it, maybe at a health event or something, I ran into that in the beginning, and, well, I didn't feel anything. And that person knew
sure.
I knew a lot about health, kept me on it extra long, but I didn't feel anything. I said, well, do you feel your blood flow now? I mean, so I just see this as such an easy opening conversation and ease. I'm glad because I can't get out and put people on the Beamer anyway. And, I, you know, either it's just another excuse to say, you know, let's cut to the chase here and do a little
yep.
bit of research. The patents are the same. The blood flow is the same. The signal's the same. It's just that you don't have as much coverage on a single application as you would with a full
yep.
B-body, but it's coming.
And that's what Dr. Berka says. It's the therapeutic window, and that's the term
yeah.
you know that we want to use. So all good points.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Bridget. Well,
thank you so
I
much.
Go, I got
to
get ready for my next call. folks, I hope this has been helpful today. And don't know if who will be on next week. I don't know if it's Peter or Mary, or maybe I'll make a cameo again. But let's all collectively, you know, have good positive thoughts for both our country as well as our Beamer Go. So let's go.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that's so desperate to your help.